What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, let's talk about it. What's hot in this market?
Friday's rally in soybeans is definitely hot, Don. That was not expected, and it was quite a performance, and that lifted all markets. We also saw a heck of a rally in all the wheat products. Although we didn't hold it and didn't close well, it really impressed people and caught people off guard. So we'll take a rally. We're farmers, and we're helping people market grain at higher prices, hopefully. So a rally is always welcome. What's not hot is wheat prices overall, and Minneapolis spring wheat is just, you know, farmers are calling in. They're going to have a big harvest coming here. We're going to have the wheat tour this week, and we'll have a better idea how big that crop is. But wheat prices with a 4 in front of them is not impressing anyone. That is definitely not hot.
What are we seeing as far as corn basis?
Corn basis is pretty hot. Corn being dragged all over the country. Basis is like water. It's going to seek its own level. Obviously, there are corn deficit in the eastern belt, and we have plenty of corn here in the Dakotas, and they're going to use that up. Starting to see trains load out. Hot corn basis due to a little bit more prevent plant.
And soybeans, what are you seeing there?
Soybeans, I see a lot of soybeans planted, but they're a little yellow here, very immature. Not very impressed with the overall how the soybeans look. We could definitely use a drying out period here. Plenty of moisture for most folks in North Dakota, except for up north.
Interest rates, we should be hearing more on that this week.
Interest rates should be going down. That'll help farmers.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based at Portland, North Dakota.